Following the defeat of a multi-million dollar school bond in the Minidoka County School District last month, voters will soon be weighing in on the measure again. Matt Gillum explains.
A $21 million school bond failed to get the requisite supermajority of 66% it needed to pass in March. The bond proposal fell short of getting the okay, only receiving about 54% of the vote. The Times News reports the money would go toward district-wide improvements and adding capacity at schools to reduce overcrowding. Six more classrooms would be built at Paul and Hebron Elementary Schools and at West Minico Middle School. The high school would also benefit from the bond and get a new agriculture building. The Board of Trustees for the Minidoka County School District announced this week they would again put the bond measure before voters. After failing in March, it will be on the ballot in May. If it passed next month, the bond would increase property taxes by $25 a year on houses assessed at $100,000 with a homeowner's exemption. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.